is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it on this Wednesday, a big Wednesday news day. A lot going on, a lot to keep up with. Of course, the cleanup continues from Irma and Harvey across the nation. The president will be traveling there to Florida shortly. Lights coming on across the Keys in many places. About 25% of the homes there are said to be destroyed. Could have been worse, but it was certainly not a good storm, but not the storm that they would have had you believe, the biggest storm in world history and stuff of that nature, not even close, but so it is. That doesn't make it any easier on those who lost everything, and there are plenty of those folks out there today. So let's start with this. Let's start with the White House saying yesterday, it's time for the Department of Justice to consider prosecuting James Comey. You heard that right. Prosecuting James Comey. In fact, the White House during its press briefing said that's exactly what should happen. Sarah Huckabee, here's what she had to say. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, here it is. Go.
The president was 100% right in firing James Comey. He knew at the time that it could be bad for him politically, but he also knew and felt he had an obligation to do what was right and do what was right for the American people. I think there's no secret. Comey, by his own self-admission, leaked privileged government information. Weeks before President Trump fired him, Comey testified that an FBI agent engaged in the same practice, they'd face serious repercussions. I think he set his own stage for himself on that front. His actions were improper and likely could have been illegal. Comey leaked memos to the New York Times, your own outlet. He politicized an investigation by signaling he would exonerate Hillary Clinton before he ever interviewed her or other key witnesses. He's very happy with the decision he made, and I think he's been fully vindicated by a lot of those new things and knowing that it was the right one.
It was the right one. The White House being bold. Now, there are a lot of developments with former members of the Obama administration, not just James Comey, but also Hillary Clinton, a Maryland county judge ordering the state bar there to investigate three lawyers accused of deleting thousands of Hillary Clinton's emails. That's right, a circuit judge, Paul F. Harris Jr., stepping up and telling the Attorney Grievance Commission and Office of the Bar Council of Maryland Office at Bar Council that they must, not should or might, must look into complaints against Cheryl Mills, David Kendall, and Heather Samuelson, citing, quote, allegations of destroying evidence, end quote. That according to the Washington Times. And that is a big deal. Because state charges then will require an investigation of who destroyed the evidence. And he's ordering it so. Now this ruling comes just days after Ty Clevenger, a New York City attorney, filed the complaint. He is the same guy who had recently been told that, no, you can't have the FBI records related to Hillary Clinton's email investigation because it's not in the public interest. It's not in the public interest to do so. That's why we have Freedom of Information Act guidelines. It's not for the FBI to decide. So they're so the White House saying maybe it's time to prosecute James Comey. A Maryland County judge saying it's time to investigate Hillary Clinton's lawyers accused of destroying evidence, tampering with evidence, trying to throw the case. Of course, James Comey accused of not even doing an investigation. This all under the guise of the media pounding Donald Trump week after week in the summer to no avail. His popularity numbers now up in the mid-40s and high 40s. That despite 91% negative coverage at ABC, NBC, and CBS, according to a new review, a new survey done by the Media Research Center. They analyzed ABC, CBS, and NBC for weeks, found the bad press, the bad coverage, the negative coverage was 91%. And then, if you missed it yesterday, an exclusive on Fox News, security at the State Department's Benghazi compound was so dire that another contractor was brought in, according to this report, to clean up the mess about 2 weeks before the deadly terror attack. And that same group, according to this report, was later pressured to stay quiet, to keep their mouths shut by a government bureaucrat under then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. That, according to two sources that appeared on the program and on the network last night, Brad Owens and Jerry Torres of Torres Advanced Enterprise Solutions, they say they faced great pressure to stay silent and get on the same page with the State Department with regards to the security lapses that led to the deaths of four Americans, including the American ambassador. More shocking revelations continue to pour out. It's incredible. Absolutely, to me, it's breathtaking that all of these things are going on. And at the same time, you've got those on the left thinking they're going to win the election come 2018 and take back a bunch of seats. Do they not realize? Do they realize that people in Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania are rejecting their basic narrative? The basic narrative of, you know, their only line is that Donald Trump is evil and Donald Trump is bad. That's not a strategy. It's not anything. It's a failed talking point at this point. It's a failed talking point. And the Democrats, there's going to be a realization that comes. And I say it, and I'm going to point to Roy Moore in Alabama. Because Roy Moore is a extreme right conservative who's winning right now by 14 points in the last poll to replace Luther Strange, who was appointed to replace Jeff Sessions. And Roy Moore has had a very colorful past, if you will. The former Supreme Court Chief Justice in Alabama, who was taken down from that position not once but twice for doing things like putting up the Ten Commandments in the middle of the night and not asking anybody's permission, saying, "I'm the highest law in the land." And then ordering that same-sex marriage license not be issued in his state of Alabama, even after the Supreme Court had ruled it legal. He's running ahead. The point that I'm getting at here is this. Whether America is as hard right as Alabama, I don't think so. But what America is sick of collectively is politicians that get elected and don't do what they say they're going to do. So for those out there who ran on Donald Trump's agenda, but now are doing nothing to help Donald Trump, mostly Republicans, beware. Beware, because your job is in jeopardy. And there will be primary challenges to people that don't stand with the president, like Jeff Flake or Ben Sasse or Justin Amash. You do the math. You'll figure it out. 14 after, the Steve Gruber Show.